Hello and welcome to the Media Club's Have I Got Little Views For You podcast, where our Media Club's mini reporters and special guests share their views, debate and navigate the news. Today we are joined by reporters Ben and Ethan, who are talking about the transition from primary to secondary school. Say hi.
Hi guys.
And we are going to be talking about the all-important topic of the transition from primary to secondary school, a big moment in anyone's life. It was a long time ago for me, guys, but I remember it well. So I think it's a topic that we really need to shine a spotlight on, particularly because, you know, it's not been easy for people in primary or secondary school over the past couple of years because of the pandemic, being in and out of school. And Ethan is just about to finish primary school, so he's in year six now, so going into secondary school. And we've got Ben with us, who is just about to finish his first year as a year seven, so it'll be great for us to get a perspective from both of them. So Ethan, I'll start off with you. What are you looking forward to most about going to secondary school?
Probably having the choice, a wider range of choice between what you can have for lunch. And I'm not sure if this is at all secondary schools, but at ours, if you're running late, you can just go to school and have your breakfast there. And I'm also looking forward to the shorter periods, because in our school, they're only 50 minutes instead of an hour.
Ah, brilliant. I have to say, I speak to a lot of young people who transition from primary to secondary school, and the lunch menu is something that always comes up as a topic of interest. Would you agree, Ben?
Yes, I'll be honest. I was not very healthy a few months ago. I used to have a pizza every break time. I stopped having that now. I now have a bagel, but...
It's a really, really tempting choices, isn't there? You know, lots more choice to be having there. So wonderful that you're looking forward to that, Ethan. And also, can I ask you, what is it you've enjoyed subject-wise in primary school that you're hoping to be able to get in more in-depth with when you join secondary school?
I haven't really enjoyed this in primary school because, well, it was science. And we don't do, really fancy experiments. We just, maybe put an egg in vinegar over a couple of weeks, and I'm looking forward to the sort of science that's more interesting in secondary school.
Let's be honest, you're looking forward to using the Bunsen burners, seeing things overflow in the test tubes and getting stuck into all of those really physical things that you get to do, which I'm sure Ben would agree with you, that is really good fun. And I'm hoping that's come back for you now, Ben, after, you know, being half of your time through the pandemic starting year seven.
Yes, it definitely has. We don't get many practicals recently. Well, because when we booked the lesson before, we were being really bad. The class, not me personally, but the class wasn't being the best behaved. So it was cancelled. Also, yeah, but the practicals are good. I would just say, with the egg and vinegar thing, that's so much better than what I had at primary. So I'm just going to say, I personally wouldn't get too over the top about flowing test tubes. The coolest thing we've done, we watch our teacher do an elephant toothache experiment, which is very cool. But then we've done stuff about dissolving and stuff. But yeah, I think when you get a bit older, you'll do some really crazy experiments. I've seen the lesson before, sort of the setup for it, and it's really cool.
Great. So what subjects are you looking forward to the most, Ethan?
Like I said, science, but that's physics and chemistry. Also ICT, computing, because I'm quite into computers. I'm not a massive fan of maths and English, your main subjects, but I'd say I'm mostly looking forward to physics, chemistry and computing.
Is there anything new that you think you might not have been had the opportunity yet to be able to do in primary school that you're going to do in secondary school? For example, I suppose I'm thinking of you here, Ben. I know that you're a big fan of your drama classes at secondary school, and you probably didn't get to do so much in primary school. Would you say that Ethan's going to enjoy that?
No, I personally didn't do much in primary. Now, I don't know your secondary school, Ethan, but knowing you, I think you're going to love that. If you're drama lessons are just as good as mine, or probably better, you're going to absolutely love drama.
What do you reckon, Ethan?
Yeah.
I know you're really creative.
Could be right.
Yeah, it could be good. And also, let's not forget how musically talented you are. So aren't you going to be looking forward to maybe even starting a band? Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, in primary school, like every Friday, I go to music club, which is kind of like the school band. But I would say, oh, because we finish earlier in secondary school, we can go straight back to our primary school to keep going with music club.
That's great. So you're getting to keep a connection between your primary and secondary school.
Yeah.
That's good. So in terms of you making the transition, have you had anybody visit you from the secondary school you're going to, or will you get the opportunity to go to the secondary school that you've joined?
Actually, the deputy head came down with a few year sevens so we could ask some questions. That was quite a long time ago, start of year six. And in the period where you were choosing which secondary school you wanted to go to, you got to visit them. We already knew which one I wanted to go to, so I got to have a look around then.
Cool, yeah. Does it seem a lot bigger than your primary school?
Yeah, way bigger. We've got quite a big primary school. There's 90 kids in a year, 30 in each class, 3 classes in a year, and there's 21 classes.
That is quite a big primary school.
Yeah, but then there's like, I can't remember, but there's like 300 in a year in this one, I think.
Yeah, and you go from being the oldest back to the youngest. How did that feel, Ben?
That was really weird. I remember feeling like a nursery child all over again, just looking up to year 11 and being like, hi. Like, it was really weird. Like, the good thing is that I'm quite tall, so a lot of those year 11s were actually my height. Some of those year 10s were quite helpful, but the year 10s especially, they just pushed right past. So it was really weird being the smallest. But for me personally, one thing it was that everybody at my primary really knew me because I had a younger brother in younger years, and then I used to help out at lunchtime with some of like the year ones and year twos. So it was like I would be used to walking down being like, kids being like, hi Ben, and now I come in and like I'm just like, hi everyone, like my name's Ben.
How did that feel in terms of like, you know, your identity really, I suppose, Ben? Because like you say, everybody knew you in primary school. Did it feel odd going into a secondary school where nobody knew you?
On the first day, yeah. I remember we were at drama the other day and I told my friends this and they were like, no way. Especially back then, I still was like a very awkward person when like sort of trying to make friends with people. And I remember this girl, I think her name's Tilly. I went up to her and was just like, hi. She's just like, hi. Like, it was really awkward. Like, it was quite weird in that sense on like that first day. But yeah, now it feels a bit easier. Especially that, actually, ironically, quite a lot of kids know my name now. And I'm like, hi, you're year 11, how do you know my name? But it's like, it was very weird, definitely coming in to this new place, knowing no one. I had knew two people from primary, one who's actually in my form, and then one who's in another form. It was really weird coming in, seeing all these new people and being like, who are these people? What's going to happen?
Yeah, it is difficult and everybody's going to have a different experience of that. Some people who will be going from primary school to secondary school, pretty much with the whole of their year group. How's that feel, Ethan? Does it feel like you've got a bit of what's called like a comfort blanket, knowing that you're going with a group of people that you already know?
Yeah, I'm happy about that because the more people I know, the more people I'll know in each class I go to, my form class. So I don't feel like there's a bunch of strangers around me. And I've actually got some people I know that could be friends there, so I don't feel kind of lonely.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. Equally, how do you think it's going to affect you making new friends?
Like I said before, it's a big school, so there's probably a lot of people in each class. So I'll probably be able to make some more friends whilst keeping my friends from primary school. So I think I'll be able to make quite a few new friends as well.
That's good. And Ben, going into a secondary school and only knowing two people, and as you say, and not necessarily, you know, always is the case that the people that you go to the school with who end up being friends that you might have now. So how have you found making a brand new set of friends?
It's been very weird, bearing in mind at my primary school, it was a group of four of us, I think. And at this point, I think within school, we have 9 of us. So it was obviously a very big, but very obviously amazing step. And it all just came so unexpectedly for me as well. It just sort of happened in a blink of an eye, it felt like. It felt like one day I had one friend, nobody else, and then the next day I had so many. So it wasn't the easiest thing in the world. It was quite hard in that sense, but it was incredibly fun because I now realise, I'm not in no way saying this is the same for you, Ethan, or anybody else, but for me, I now realise that the friend that I had at primary, the only reason I was friends with them was because I had nobody else and because nobody else really wanted to be my friend. But now I found my true friend, the true people who care about who I am and want to help me express my confidence, just like Media Cubs does at school, which is unbelievable.
That's really great to hear, Ben. And I think, you know, you're not going to be alone in that. And I think that's why it's important for you to be able to share that experience. There'll be some people going into secondary school like Ethan, already knowing loads of people, having some great friends to take with him from primary school that he may well keep as friends for life. But you might make some brand new friends or maybe even some new best friends. You never know. But it's being open to that experience. And the other side of that is that there's going to be some people that get that realization that actually the friends that I have now found in secondary school probably going to be my lifelong friends or true friends. You've got more things in common. And I hope you don't mind me sharing, Ben, that we've had conversations that actually, you know, you've found your crew, really, haven't you?
Yeah.
Because you've got like-minded people who enjoy doing the things that you do. And secondary school has given you that opportunity to explore more of those things that you enjoy doing. Would you say that's right?
Yeah, definitely. I literally, my friendship group started by me becoming friends with somebody at drama club. So it's just crazy that these small things that I like, I've gone crazy. Now, I've got the best group of friends. Quick shout out to the proud weirdos, my crew, my best friend ever.
Yeah, definitely deserve a shout out. So thinking about the drama club, a good thing for people to know who might be listening in, is that something you get involved in lunchtimes? Can you do stuff after school? Is there a lots of variety of clubs that people can get involved in, whether they like drama or sport or debating? Is there lots of different things that people can do at secondary school?
Oh, so many, so many. So my drama club is after school. My debate club, which is now over, but my debate club was again after school. But my singing club was at lunchtime. So it sort of all depends whether it's before school, after school, lunchtime. Music lessons for me are during the day. And then you've got ensembles quite often before, during form or before form. So, yeah, but there is so much of a wide range. Currently, we've opened a new one at school, so there's cricket, there's boxing, there's obviously still drama, there's choir, which is 8 to 13, then year 7 singing group, which is just year 7, and it's just such a wide array. It's so cool.
It sounds like, you know, whatever your passion is, that there really will be something for everybody, just like media clubs, like we say, there's a place for everyone in our newsroom. And it sounds like there's going to be a place for everybody in secondary school to find not only their fantastic group of friends that they'll make, but also those who really have those shared passions. Is it making you feel excited, Ethan? Because I think you have loved primary school, haven't you? So is there a little bit of nervousness or are you excited? How are you feeling?
I'm a bit nervous from the transition, as like I'm going to meet new people and of course I'm going to be the youngest again. I've loved the school that I've been in. There's great teachers, everyone's friendly, and I have a friend from music club that is in the secondary school I'm going to, and he says that this is probably the best school in the county, the one that I'm going to and my primary school. So I'm not like on my own thinking that it's really good. So yeah, I've loved it. I'm quite nervous, but not too bad.
Yeah, I think that's pretty normal as well, to have a bit of nerves about making that change. And I think it's fine to feel nervous about it. And I think as long as you, you know, throw yourself into everything, give everything a shot, make new friends, meet lots of different teachers, enjoy the different subjects that you're going to learn, I think that is going to be a fantastic experience for you. So just going back to primary school, though, what is it that you're going to miss the most and what have you enjoyed most?
It's a tough one. I'm mainly going to miss the long play times because we get 5 more minutes, but then that adds up to 10 minutes extra play time.
I love that all your things were about play time and food, Ethan. We're getting to really understand a bit more about your personality, aren't we?
Yeah.
Bit harsh on your actual teacher, though, I think. Bit harsh.
Is the thing I would miss the most, am I allowed to say my teachers?
Absolutely. I mean, shout out to Ethan's teachers who have obviously made such an impact on you that you were going to miss them. And what about you, Ben? Like, if you can remember that far back, what is it at the time you thought, oh, I'm really going to miss that about primary school?
I'll be honest, just everything. I really enjoyed my primary and I had a great time. It was just like, why do I have to go? I remember those final few days, I did not stop crying. I literally barely stopped crying. I remember I literally wrote a bit of a song which just went, why? It didn't think any other, or like, why do things have to change? Like, I loved every second of my primary. So it was just really sad to have to leave. Yeah, so I just loved it. I think the thing that I now miss the most is definitely more of the community of my primary. It was incredible.
Okay, and looking back at yourself then and having those emotions, which is really great for you to be able to share and people to understand, but would you say now, knowing what you know now, that you have enjoyed secondary school so far?
Oh yeah, I think the first few months were a bit harder, but that's always the way it's going to be. It's always going to be a bit rocky. It's a rocky start, but then smooth sailing. Like, I love it, secondary school or high school, doesn't matter what you want to call it. I've got all my group of friends, as we were talking about earlier, my group of friends, all my clubs. I've got incredible teachers and just an incredible time here at my high school. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to the next 4 and a bit years.
Yeah, it's a long journey ahead. I've got something to ask you, Ben. What is it, when you first got there, new uniform, big backpack on, being some of the smallest people back in school now after being like the eldest ones, what was it like to find all the different places?
Ironically, it wasn't too hard. Firstly, our school did a summer school, so we got to sort of have a week where it was just year sevens, nobody else. And then when we came in, I remember instead of having first and second period on our first day, bearing in mind the first day and maybe even second day as well, it was just, they just let in year sevens and then year tens and then year twelves. So year sevens obviously being the new kids, year tens starting their GCSEs, and year twelves the start of sixth form, because we've got a sixth form at our school. And I remember instead of form times third period and second period, our form tutor sort of took us around the school and then we sat down in our form room and sort of like looked through the timetable and sort of stuff like that. So that made it not too hard to find places, especially as our sort of setup of our school is pretty simple in the sense of we just need to remember music, drama and engineering on bottom floor, math and English on second floor, science on third floor, and then everything else in the other building. So I know a lot of my lessons were quite close together, so it wasn't the hardest thing in the world, but I understand.
Your piece of advice to those who are making the transition is that it might feel a lot bigger at first, but once you get to know everywhere, then you navigate it pretty easily.
Yeah, I just realized the other day, I remember going in on the first day and just seeing everything big, bright, shining in glory, feeling like, I don't want to be here, I don't deserve to be, like, just seeing everything so many, and now I'm just like, why am I here? Yeah, like, why am I, like, just so tired, and like just sort of strudging in there in the rain, because it rained today, so I'm like,
did you get any kind of like map to show you where to go?
We did, yes. We got, well, it wasn't a very good map in my opinion, because it only really had sort of like the floors and what was on the floors. So not really that much for us. But again, as I said, it's a really simple sort of layout. So it's not the hardest thing to navigate personally for me. In fact, I think the playground's probably the hardest bit to navigate, not actually the inside of the building. Our playground is massive and it's like, and it's just hard to know the doors and the thing that, as soon as you're inside the building, you're fine. It's just the entrance and the exit for me.
And how did it feel having so many different subjects in depth?
It felt quite weird, bearing in mind we sort of gave up on science, I think, at our primary school in the end. We just sort of focused on history and geography. So it was really weird knowing, because I had two science lessons a week. One week I have one of every humanity, which we call history, geography, RE, and also technically PSHD, but we only have that once in our fortnight. So I remember first week we only have one of each, and second week we have two of each. So like it was really weird just having all these lessons that we barely had any of. So, like, at primary, we would always have maths and English in the morning, and then some days we wouldn't have maths, or sometimes we wouldn't have English, but we'd have another subject that we don't normally do in complete depth, and have, like, say, art in complete depth and stuff like that. It was really quite weird. You start.
Yeah, imagine. So it's a lot to juggle, isn't it? But I really love the experience to have all those different topics more in depth, I would imagine, once you get really into it. A couple of other things that I think would be good for you to be able to share is thinking about how you felt about it mentally, I suppose. It was a big transition, particularly through the pandemic. Do you feel like you were navigated through the transition well with your well-being?
Sort of. Quickly, I just want to say Ethan has just been had to pop off. He's got had to have a haircut. I don't want anyone thinking Kirsty's just neglecting Ethan and just speaking to me now. Ethan just had to leave. No.
Ethan said, you know, his final parting words to us were that, you know, he hopes that everybody really enjoys the transition from primary to secondary, and that we should all cherish the memories of primary school, but also look forward to the next chapter. So, yeah, thanks for saying that, Ben. Yeah, he's gone off to get a fresh trim, hasn't he?
Yeah.
In terms of thinking about your well-being, how did you find that?
I personally found that's quite hard, bearing in mind we came just out of COVID. And during COVID, my mental health wasn't best, and that's still impacting me today. It's quite hard for that in that sense, because for me, I just have had one of the hardest 2 years of my life. It felt hard, especially if all my friends had like phones and ways to connect, and I didn't have that. So it was a hard 2 years. And then so coming into secondary school was quite hard for me personally, bearing in mind I had within the first month hardness with friendships, which left me in just confusion and in a way a bit of heartbreak, and just like not knowing what to do and sort of feeling just so alone, which made it just so much harder for me. And I don't want people to get the message that this will happen for everybody, because everybody's different, but for me, I found that a bit harder personally.
Thanks so much for sharing that, Ben. I think it's really brave of you to share your personal experience, and also really important, because I think there's probably a lot of people who are going to be making the same transition who wouldn't necessarily want to talk openly about it. And I think the message here is that if you are struggling, that you're not going to be the only one. You're not going to be the only person who will be going through those feelings. So if people are, that they should talk to their friends, they should talk to teachers, talk to their parents, that people will be able to support them through that. And on the flip side, there's going to be other people who don't experience those feelings, and the transition will be really easy for them. I'm sure you've got friends who have had the experience where they've found it quite easy to go through that, but it's important to acknowledge both, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. I think it's important to know that it'll be different for everybody. I think personally, a lot of my friends went through sort of the same experience as me, some easier, some harder, some very differently. That's sort of how we became friends, because we were all sort of what people would call loners or Billy No Mates, like that sort of annoying stuff. We were those sort of people, and that's how we became friends. But I think there's a lot of people who made it, had it clearly easier, and I respect them just as much as I respect my friends. I respect how they handled it just as much as I respect how I handled it, how my friend handled it.
Thank you. Showing a real maturity there, Ben, thinking about that, and some fantastic pieces of advice you shared. One more question. So I'm actually changed my mind too. What if you can give one piece of advice to people, what would it be when they're transitioning from primary to secondary school?
Okay, so I'm not going to be able to just stick to one, because the things that I've got are so different to each other. One thing which I think was so important and helped me out is just throw yourself into everything. Like, you don't enjoy it, you don't have to keep doing it. Just throw yourself into everything. I remember for a few weeks, I did rugby at school. I did rugby. Like, that's not the... I did something else, which was debate club that I was speaking about earlier. But it's like, I would just say throw yourself into everything. That's how I got my friends, through throwing myself into things, through going to Christian Union, through going to drama, through going to debate mate, through going to all these other things. I threw myself into everything, and that's how I got all these good things out of school, I personally think.
I think that's a fantastic piece of advice. What can the motto be? Just give it a go.
Yeah.
We can't steal the one of that big major brand, but something along the lines of just do it could work, couldn't it?
I think something that's important is brace the present, but try to build your future. Because I think if you sort of like know what's going on in the present, but don't really think about how you can make the future better, that's just going to keep the future being just as bad as the present. But I think that's really important to sort of think about the future and think, how can I make it better for me in the future?
Brilliant. Okay, I'm going to turn the tables on you for my final question, Ben, because for people who are fans of Media Cubs, they may already know this about Ben, but for those of you who are new listeners, Ben loves, every time we have a press conference and invite people in for interviews, he loves to ask a would you rather question. So I'm going to turn the table on him and ask, Ben, would you rather be in primary school or secondary school?
No! I knew that was going to come at some point from somebody. Don't turn the tables like this. No, when I say I'm the would you rather question king, that's because I went on a show where I had to answer would you rather questions. So in fact, I'm better at answering than asking. It's just normally I'm not in the hot seat. Normally I'm the person making other people be in the hot seat.
Yeah, tables are turning now.
Ah, dear. So I think it's most of the time now probably secondary, but I do sometimes miss the community of primary. So I think what I would want would be sort of all my friends, sort of all the clubs and a lot of the teachers in, and then like the actual skill building inside, like this, they basically us to have the community that primary did.
I have to push you for an answer, Ben.
Only secondary. Maybe because I don't remember primary that much. Also, I remember there was a lot more problems back in primary, but maybe that's just because I've been there longer, I don't know, but it's like I probably secondary.
Well, we will definitely be checking back in with you, Ben, to see how you are progressing through the years. I think it would be great for us to revisit this and see how you feel about it in a year's time, 2 years' time. I hope that you'll still be here telling us tales of what it's like to just coming up to your GCSEs. Can I just say a big thank you to you and to Ethan for sharing your experiences with us today. I think it is going to prove really valuable to those people who are in year six, already in year seven, and also some of you who are in maybe years four and five who are coming up into their final years of primary school, who have now got a bit of inside knowledge about what it's going to be like for you in secondary school. So thank you so much, Ben, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Have I Got Little Views For You podcast. For more on Media Cubs and the Mini Reporter's work, visit mediacubs.co.uk.